Chapter 2. The Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Once upon a time, in a peaceful village settled amidst rolling hills, there lived a mischievous shepherd boy named Jack. With eyes that sparkled like stars and a heart full of playful spirit, Jack tended to his flock of sheep, day in and day out. This young lad had an uncanny fondness for excitement and thrills. He delighted in stirring the tranquility of the village, for it brought an air of adventure to his otherwise mundane days. And so, when the sun dipped below the horizon, and the skies painted themselves in the colors of dusk, Jack would let out a loud cry that echoed through the hills.
"Wolf! The wolf is here!"
Villagers, startled by the panicked cries, would rush from their homes and fields to aid the boy and protect his precious sheep. But as they arrived, gasping for breath and hearts pounding in their chests, they found Jack laughing heartily. He would exclaim that it was just a jest while rolling with laughter at the sight of their exasperated faces. At first, the villagers were amused by the boy's antics, forgiving his pranks. But as the days turned into weeks and the weeks into months, Jack's tricks began to wear thin. The villagers grew weary of being called to his aid only to find no wolf in sight. They warned Jack.
"Young lad, this is a serious matter. False alarms can lead to dire consequences."
Yet, heedless of their advice, Jack continued his reckless game. With each false cry, the villagers' trust in him eroded, and their patience wore thin. They could not distinguish fact from fiction, for Jack's jests had blurred the lines between reality and make-believe. Then, one fateful evening, as the sun dipped low once more, Jack saw a shadow creep across the hillside. His heart quickened, and fear gripped him as he spotted a real menacing wolf, its eyes gleaming with hunger. This time, the danger was real.
"Wolf! The wolf is here!"
But this time, the villagers hesitated. They could not discern whether this was another prank or a genuine plea for help. So some chose not to respond. The wolf, sensing its opportunity, descended upon the flock. Jack's pleas grew louder and more desperate, but the villagers who once rushed to his aid now remained uncertain. It was too late. The wolf ravaged the sheep, leaving devastation in its wake. In the aftermath, Jack realized the gravity of his actions. His laughter turned to tears, for he had paid a heavy price for his deceptive ways. The villagers, saddened by the loss of the flock, could not help but feel sorrow for the boy who cried wolf. From that day onward, the village bore the weight of a valuable lesson learned. The tale of the boy who cried wolf served as a cautionary reminder that honesty and truthfulness are virtues to be treasured. For when deceit taints our words, the consequences may be dire, and trust, once broken, may never be fully mended.